Jerry Bader Show, 1036. We are live at Nicolet Bank. Rib Mountain Branch in the Wausau area, 3845 Rib Mountain Drive. If you can get out here before 11 o'clock, bring something nice for the kids. We've had a couple businesses do that. We've had some very nice cash contributions. And in the last few minutes, a nice little stack of toys here as well. So if you can do that, greatly appreciate it. I don't get out to Central Wisconsin nearly often enough. I'll have to make it more of a habit. Again, Families of Children with Cancer, an organization that helps families who've had a child diagnosed. They do a Christmas party on December 7th, and yeah, this does include families in the Central Wisconsin area. Talking about, and I didn't know this, it's a story out of Sheboygan, but apparently this has become the norm in school districts all over the place. Used to be you had head lice, you were sent home until the infestation was cleared with whatever scrub they use, whatever to kill them and all of that. Schools now have decided it's wrong to make a child miss school so your child doesn't get infected because it's just an inconvenience to you. Why should everybody have to share another parent's pain in the butt? And this is a pain in the butt. Renee from Green Bay. Renee, go ahead.
Hey, it's not just a pain in the butt, but that special shampoo you're talking about and the scrubs, that's Pyretrins, and it's a chemical. It's an insecticide. So if there's another kid there that's going to give my kid lice and I need to douse him with chemicals, I'm not real happy about that either because, you know, I don't know how else to, you know, people generally get rid of them, but nobody ever thinks about the chemicals you're putting on your kid's head.
And here's the thing, Monica, why should you have to go through that? Because I know it's not the other parent's fault. I get that. But why should you have to go through that?
Besides, like, we're organic farmers, so my whole life is spent trying to avoid chemicals and get them from school when it could be avoided. It's just ridiculous.
Are your kids in the Green Bay School District?
No, actually, Wrightstown.
Oh, Wrightstown. Okay. Thanks a lot for the call. I have not done any checking on this. Actually, I just saw the story this morning. I don't know how many school districts have this policy, but I'm going to try to find out. I'll bet you it's a lot. It's one of those things that have just kind of flown under the radar. To Jim somewhere in the great outdoors. Jim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You know, the parasites are okay as long as the kids don't have them on their NRA T-shirts, because their NRA T-shirts are going to have to go home.
Yes. So what do you do if a kid with lice is wearing an NRA T-shirt? Now you have to send him home. That is a hell of a point, Jim. You have absolutely nailed it. God forbid they should be wearing. Thanks a lot for the call. That is actually, that's what you do. Okay. You want to keep your kid out because they have lice. They won't let you. You send him to school with an I Love the NRA T-shirt. I guarantee that kid's going home. I guarantee it to Mike in Appleton. Mike, go ahead.
Good morning. I have a stepson who goes to the Appleton School District. And last year there was a flyer sent home that one of the classes had a massive infestation of lice. And my wife and I decided to keep our child home from school for a week, and we were told that that is not a good idea because of the learning he would miss in the time that he was out.
Okay, so that seems to be the argument here, is that it is detrimental to the kid because they have to miss that much school. I understand that.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, right. But then we should risk every kid having to deal with this?
Oh,
why not try to minimize?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Those taken out. I mean, the stuff that they use is a floral-based cleanser, but still, it's very harsh on your skin.
Caustic, yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. By the way, my apologies to Renee. I kept calling her Monica. I was one caller behind there. Happens to me on the road. To Rick in Appleton. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. How are we doing today? Hey,
good.
This story is really not an old story. Because the schools for years, my daughter's 22 now. And when she was in fifth grade, she didn't only get head lice once. She got it three times consecutively. And then after the second time, I went into school complaining about this. And they said, well, you know, we really can't force parents to check their kids because it's more of a health issue.
So was that Appleton School District, Rick?
This was Menasha.
Menasha, okay.
Yeah. So it this is an old I heard you guys talking about this. I kind of chuckled because I remember the time when it happened, and I was furious. You know, the first time one thing, second time it's another, third, man, I was hot. And
okay, so how old is your daughter now?
She is 22. So that was fifth grade, so you're talking
12-ish years ago. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Now, see, that's interesting. Okay, so when his daughter was, that was the fifth grade, she's 22 now, and in the Menasha School District, that was the policy even back then. His daughter is a couple of years older than my older daughter, and I know for a fact that it was still a code red. At least that's how I remember it. Maybe my wife has some other insight on this. I think that this is a classic situation. It's not fair for one child to suffer. Every child has to suffer. It's just not fair. I think this is nonsense. To Rick in Grand Marsh. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I wish maybe they should tell the whole story. It's, you know, they're saying about the kids' education, but my belief is every time a kid doesn't go to school, the state doesn't give them the money for that child that day.
No, that's not exactly right. Rick, thanks a lot for the call. That is not exactly right. There are set times where they set enrollment. It's the third Friday in September, as it's called, that they establish school aid based on that number. We'll take one more call on this. Karen from Wood County. Karen, go ahead.
First off, I don't feel it's fair to the other kids and to the families that have to go through this cleansing because it takes an awful lot of washing and things like that and the chemicals. And another thing is, if they're allowed to stay home for hunting season, what's the difference? Staying home to keep the lice out of the other classrooms.
Well, and I think, thanks a lot for the call. I think Seth made a really good point earlier. If the goal here is not to stigmatize, then this is 180 degrees out of phase. Because having a kid in school, and if they think they're going to keep this secret, then they haven't been in school for a long time. I can hear right now, Cootie Carla or Cootie Kevin, I can hear it right now. I think they're nuts. All right. We're going to move on to something else in 3 minutes. Want to remind you first, though, if you are in central Wisconsin, the Rib Mountain branch of Nicolet Bank, 3845 Rib Mountain Drive, stop by, say hi, bring something nice to the kids. Alex, I'll take sexism and politics for $1,000. We'll get to that in 3 minutes.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.